Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the European Parliament has retaliated this afternoon against the UK for what the EU calls a violation of the Northern Ireland Protocol. The UK has announced that it will unilaterally extend a grace period for checks on some goods entering Northern Ireland from Great Britain. The EU's retaliation took the form of postponing the ratification of the EU-UK Free Trade Agreement. The Commission has also threatened legal action for what it says is a breach of international law. Former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern is with me now to discuss all of this. Bertie Ahern, good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Cormac.
I don't know what you make of all of this. I mean, the Irish government was itself seeking this extension of the grace period. That's what we were told even this morning. And we're told the EU was going to agree to it anyway. So what is the problem here?
Yeah, fine mess, I'm afraid, Cormac. It just continues. So, I mean, this is the UK government unilaterally breaking an international agreement, but they're breaking their own agreement. They're breaking an agreement they negotiated and finalised on Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I suppose, listen, the main thing is I think people should calm it down, because if people start retaliating everywhere in the last 24 hours, we've the UK Parliament responding to the unilateral break. We have the loyalist umbrella body stating they won't support the Good Friday Agreement. And it's people are just upping the temperature, which is never good in these things.
So what should happen here now, do you think?
Well, I think, let's look at this, I suppose, without getting into all the complications of it. The EU and the UK reached an agreed approach on all the issues related to protocol just 2 months ago, Christmas Eve. And this approach was meant to have delivered solution on a whole range of issues, arrangements to protect the supply of medicines to Northern Ireland, to give supermarkets time to adjust and ensure supply chain resilience, and to minimise the level of checks needed where they were necessary. So they were all of the things, and a whole lot of other things about pesticides and other issues. But they then set out, if there were problems in that, they would sit down in a fairly complicated arrangement. The withdrawal agreement, which was passed, had set up a joint committee to look at these issues. Mm-hmm. And that committee had more or less agreed to do, at least go some of the way to what the British government were looking for on extending the times. And for some reason, I think probably Michael Gove was getting on very well with the Vice President. Boris decided to shift him for some strange reason last week. In comes a new
Lord Frost,
Frost, and Frost decides to up the ante, to show he's a tough guy, which he did with Michel Barnier and drove Barnier mad for the last few years.
But so the crux of the matter here is that they're playing it tough. They're sliding in with both feet here. Now the European Union has an option here, Bertie Ahern. They can roll over as such, or they can stand up and say, we are not going to be taken for fools here. I mean, which is the wiser approach?
Well, what I would like to see, you can get into law, and you can, you know, God knows when that'd end, and get into the arbitration mechanism, and they can still go back to the European Court of Justice. But I would not like to see that. I mean, I think what should happen in normal diplomacy. I mean, Frost is meant to be a diplomat and a bureaucrat. I'm not sure if he's lost those skills when he was made a cabinet minister, but he should, I think, get back to talking about Sefcovic. He seems a reasonable person to me. I don't know him personally. Mm. And try and talk this out. If there are complications, nobody is arguing that there isn't difficulties, but it's all related to Brexit, and I don't think people should be blaming everybody.
But isn't it all related to the European Commission's triggering of Article 16? Because even Brandon Lewis, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, when he was discussing this earlier on with Tommy Gorman, and we heard clips of it on the news at 1, basically he was saying it's the EU what did it. First of all, they moved unilaterally on triggering Article 16. That caused significant angst amongst the grassroots unionists in the north. And we have to be seen, he says, to address their concerns. In a way, aren't they playing hardball to satisfy the concerns of unionists that they're moving in some way?
Yeah, but the net effect of that, Cormac, is that unionists had fairly well. They didn't like the protocol. They didn't like any kind of insinuation that there would be checks in, other than on the Irish Northern Ireland border. But what it's doing in the last few months have done since September, when they unilaterally decided to break the withdrawal agreement and bring in legislation, is it's upping the ante. And people who don't understand all the details in the unions community or the nationalist community or maybe anywhere are now believing that this is all something to do with the constitutional position of Northern Ireland. The constitutional position of Northern Ireland is set down in the Good Friday Agreement. That was acknowledged in the withdrawal agreement. It's acknowledged in the protocol. And it is that the people of Northern Ireland, if there's ever to be a change, will vote that change. It's not to do with animal feeds or supermarket feeds or anything
else. No, but it's changed how they feel about their status within the United Kingdom. You've seen loyalist paramilitary organisations, and you've referenced it, withdrawing their support for exactly what you say, the Good Friday Agreement, which guarantees their position within the United Kingdom as it stands. Now, if we're at that position now, if they feel like second-class citizens within the United Kingdom, should there be a revisiting of the Northern Ireland Protocol?
Well, I think there certainly needs to I don't think there'll be a change in the protocol. In the protocol, remember, was not the preferred option to the people in Northern Ireland. The preferred option to people in Northern Ireland was to stay in the European Union. Their second option, most of them, was to go with Theresa May's UK-wide agreement. The third option was the one put forward by Boris Johnson, and now they're being blamed for not complying with the third one. I understand the unions' fears. I've dealt with them for so many years. I know what they see. I mean, their position is that they believe that they accept that there shouldn't be a border in our old border that's been there since 1921. Mm. But they equally think then there should be no border in the Irish Sea. But to follow that to its logical conclusion would mean that the Northern Ireland would no longer be part of the European Union if you were to change that. They wouldn't be in the single market. And one of the great advantages, I think, of the withdrawal agreement, the protocol, is that Northern Ireland has it both ways. They have their special relationship and trading relationship with the rest of the UK, and they're in the single market.
Yeah, but they don't like it. They don't like it, and that is the problem it's causing angst. But there is a fundamental question here, and I'd love your opinion on it, and that is whether they are breaching an international agreement here, the United Kingdom. Boris Johnson says it isn't a breach of the trade agreement. He said, his spokesperson said, these types of operational measures are well precedented and common in other international trade agreements and are entirely consistent with our intention to fulfil our obligations under the protocol in good faith. Now, I say this respectfully, is he employing a little bit of Bertie speak there to lose us in trying to avoid that difficult question?
Well, I think what he's doing is, Cormac, he knows well that if that's what he was trying to do, the mechanism to do it, which he agreed to, which he negotiated, first with Leo Varadkar, then with Micheál Martin, then with the European Union, is to go to the Joint Committee and to agree these things at the Joint Committee, mm-hmm. not up the ante to the extent that they have. And, you know, then what you're doing is you're putting nationalists against unionists, which is totally unnecessary. You're creating a bad feeling. You're creating a wedge in the Northern society. And I just think that is not the thing to do. Okay. And I would just love to see people calm it down and negotiate what are very technical issues. Boris is right in this, but not to be doing it in an arbitrary way like they did yesterday.
Okay, Bertie Ahern, thank you very much indeed for your analysis of what is a very, very prickly problem, and one which will play out over the next couple of hours and days, I'm sure. After